to talk now about Ireland's strategic gas reserve, because Gas Networks Ireland has selected Carrickon in County Clare along the Shannon Estuary as a location for the new strategic gas emergency reserve. The new gas reserve is a state-led project which aims to provide temporary natural gas facility that can be used in the event of a disruption to Ireland's gas supplies. In March, the government approved the delivery of the strategic gas energy reserve, emergency reserve, I should say, which is critical for Ireland's energy security, while the state continues to transition to renewable energy. It'll be delivered in the form of a floating storage and regasification unit, which will be owned and operated on behalf of the state by Gas Networks Ireland. Initially, 14 possible coastal sites were considered as potential locations for the strategic gas emergency reserve. In recent months, Gas Networks Ireland's team of engineers and consultants undertook a detailed site assessment at locations in Cork Harbour and along the Shannon Estuary. And GNI have said that each site was evaluated against four specific criteria: technical, environmental, financial and planning. And it said, following this review, plus the associated pipe route corridor, the site at Carrickon was deemed the best to meet the project's needs. This all means, of course, that this isn't going to be located on the North Kerry side of things, and a lot of frustration has been expressed already in relation to this. Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council, Michael Foley, expressed his deep disappointment at the decision to select Clare and not North Kerry as the location, and says North Kerry feels forgotten about and neglected when it comes to government decisions. Well, with me in the line to talk about this is Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council, Michael Foley, and also Noel Lynch, Chair of Ballylongford Enterprise Association and Chair of Ballylongford Tarbert Kilcolgan Development Group. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for joining us on the programme. Noel, well, I'm going to start with you on this one. Were you hoping that this was going to be coming to Tarbert?
Of course we were. After this, the Shannon Energy project started here in 2006, and the first planning permission was granted in 2008. So that's nearly 20 years ago. And now we've come to this stage. I'd imagine that if that plan goes ahead for Clare, it will take them at least 10 years to get over the planning process, because the same criteria, the same objectives will happen. The government's recent realisation that Ireland's energy security needs a secure gas supply has been the position of Shannon LNG for years. More than half of the energy required for Ireland's electricity generation comes from natural gas, and all of that gas will be coming through one interconnector. We need a fallback supply point for the Irish state to establish its own LNG terminal. Would disallow the only LNG project in development in this country for the last 10 years is not, it's not just illegal, it's surely nonsensical, you know? The Shannon LNG option is ready to go. If you want energy security, then it should be approved and developed quickly. This development player will cost the state billions. If Shannon LNG developed that, the state will save billions. So,
isn't this independent of Shannon LNG? That's a private company with a private project. This is something that the state needs to own for its own security, so it doesn't have to rely on anybody else, any outside body, to secure its own gas supply in the event of the worst happening to the interconnector.
Yes, but it can make deals with Shannon LNG to overcome that. The state, this will cost the state billions to build. Mm. Where's that money going to come from? At the moment, we're listening to all the claims that Ireland is budgets. The budgets are poor. We're not going to survive with these excess money we have. So where are they going to get the billions to put into this? If a private company is prepared to do this, Would that be easy for the government to make a contract to do it, to join them?
So you're saying wrong direction. Michael Foley, good morning to you. You're obviously disappointed with this. You feel that this should have gone to North Kerry. But, I mean, how can you say that when they had to assess 14 different sites and they have decided that for all those reasons, engineering, environmental, financial, existing pipe network, that the Clare side was the best option for the state? Okay, do we have Michael Foley with us on the line? Michael, can you hear me?
Yeah, Jerry, can you hear me?
Yes, sorry. Yeah, I was just saying. Saying you're disappointed. You said North Kerry feels disappointed, and you feel North Kerry is being forgotten. But this was a process that looked at 14 different areas, and they're saying the best one along those perimeters were picked, and that was the one in Clare, not in North Kerry.
What the extraordinary thing, Jerry, is I can look out my window and see it. It's just straight across the Shannon for us, maybe. How many miles? 2 or 3 miles across the Shannon. What amazes me is they did the 4 criteria was technical, environmental, financial and planning. Like, our area ticks all the boxes. There, especially as Noel mentioned, they are on financial. This will cost the government millions. Well, you have a company here that's willing to provide this service for the state, and also they have a planning application in, and they have the technical ability to deliver it, and all the environmental studies and everything has been done as part of the planning process here on the land bank. So I don't know where the government was here. I'm really disappointed as well with our TDs, especially those that are in cabinet and ministers. When this was delivered to the cabinet, did they speak out about it? Did they push for our area, North Kerry, that they represent?
Well, they said they've said disappointed. And we'll be hearing from Minister Norman Foley about this, but they've said that they did. Michael Hedaway said you can't get everything you want, but he was supporting it. But it went to Clare instead of Kerry.
No, that's please, come on. You know, when something good comes, you bring it. And when it's bad, you know, we did our best for it. You know, that's a wishy-washy answer anyway. Look, we've been fighting for this for a long time, and I'm very disappointed that they didn't put it on the land bank. Now, for me, I'm worried that where does this leave the Shannon LNG planning application? It's with Comisión Pnála at the moment. Will this actually affect the decision making? Have we got an LNG terminal already? Do we need another one? I'm just worried about it. Where does this leave us? And look, I'm extremely disappointed. You know, my former colleague Jim Finucane, who passed away recently, was really fighting for this for a number of years. And since I got elected, I've been at it as well. Look, and a very disappointing day for North Kerry, and I feel desperately let down by the government.
Okay, you feel it should have been done there, but what about their argument, the Gas Networks Ireland argument? This didn't come down to politics. This was an assessment of 14 sites, including Cork Harbour. They've lost out on it as well. Engineering, technical assessments, pipelines, and environmental. And under those parameters, it went to Clare. But that's the reason.
Exactly, Jory.
It was
the
best site for the state was picked.
Yeah, 2 miles across the road, and it came to cabinet. Jerry, one thing I tell you, one thing COVID has proved to me and to the whole country is anything is possible. The government can do anything. They did it during COVID.
In an emergency.
And they can do it now, Jerry. We elect people to make decisions. And I've said this on your program before, and this time they made the wrong decision and they forgot about North Kerry. Plain and simple, and I'm very disappointed. I know I looked at 14 locations, but it's straight across. We can see it. I could go down to the Shannon this minute, 2 miles away from my house, and look straight across at that exact place. And look why they came up with that decision and totally ignored the ability by that company, the location, the planning that's in place. And as Noel said there, they have to go through the whole planning process as Shannon LNG did, and they'll come across the same objectors, the environmental problems, the whole thing, and it's already been done. Like, where is the reasoning in that? I just don't know.
Mm. Do you feel that this, like as Noel said, you feel that this will run into the same sort of issues in terms of judicial reviews and environmental concerns, that there's a long road ahead of this ever being built?
Of course it will. Of course it will. It'll go down the same route. And they need it straight away. We need our energy security.
That's why I asked the question, though, Michael. But from the point of view, could it be designated under what's being done now in terms of infrastructure? Could it not be designated as strategic emergency need on behalf of the state to at least shorten the time significantly of any challenges and how long they would take to decide upon?
So, Jerry, we're on about that. I was on your program there not long ago. We were mentioning that. But there's no movement. We have problems with our planning process. So, is that going to happen? Be a great thing if it did, Jerry, if they could streamline all our planning applications under strategic development. But it's not there now. So how long is going to take by time they do up drawings and everything like that and go through the planning process? Just to get it to planning, how long will that take alone? Bet you it'll take 2 or 3 years just to get to there. And after that, then it'll be dragged everywhere.
Okay, and that's your feeling on it. Okay, Noel, final word to you. Look, this is a disappointment, obviously, for people in the area, but would you be hopeful of other developments that will happen continuing to the future alongside, you know, the energy power station development, the planning that's been developed, that's been approved for there, for the general region, the Valley Longford Tarbert area?
Not really, no. It's been there for quite a long time. The land bank was bought first in 1959, you know, 60 years ago. Plus, so nothing has ever happened there. And the other thing that's very disappointing is that this land was bought first by the IDA, then Shannon Development had it. Shannon Development was abolished, and the land was given to Clare, the Shannon properties in Clare. The New Fortress Energy, which owns Shannon LNG, bought the land from Clare, from the Shannon properties, for over between 30 and 40 million. And not one penny of that has come to North Kerry. Not one penny. So it looks like no matter what we try here, Clare will come first. It's just crazy, okay. The whole thing. Crazy.